Blog Talk Radio.
Can't remember. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. I'm your host, Roy, and Adrian is here. Are you here, Adrian?
Yes, I'm here tonight, Roy. And what's on the agenda?
Well, we're looking forward to letting people know about the emotional codes and how they can help and deprogram a lot of what people have been experiencing. And with these emotional codes, what they do is we're able to find out the stuck emotions that they might be experiencing and able to get those cleared and find out, you know, what's been affecting their health with these stuck energies. But again, we want to let everybody know, you know, all our calls and listeners out there that tonight we'll be working with these codes and helping those that would like to help and getting these emotions cleared. And how these work, we identify these emotions and then we get them cleared and, with certain numbers. These are sacred geometry numbers, and we're able to help get these stuck emotions out of their heart walls and helping other generations, whether it be on the father's side or mother's side, and get those all cleared. We're just waiting for Adrian to come back online. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, Roy, I'm here. And very interesting topic, you know, you're talking about the emotional codes and the heel trends, how it can deprogram the chakras and the energy field through sacred geometry. Very interesting how it can help a lot of people. I just also wanted to mention about the story cubes. You want to talk a little bit about that, Ray?
And that's interesting. The story cubes come from China. This was a game that was set for small kids to open up their minds, and what it is learning how to make contact with that part of the mind that go into a little bit more detail, Agent.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, everything has to do with metaphors. And the story cubes have a lot to do with metaphors, just like our dreams. You know, we might see an image of a tree, we might see an image of a rock, or we might see an image of a rainbow or a shooting star. But the question is, Roy, what does it mean to you? You know, the story cube can go into so much depth into the subconscious mind and our creativity is to look at what does these stories mean to you, you know, using your imagination and getting in touch with those dimensional energies and start tapping into that with your subconscious so that things could start to manifest in the kind of reality that you want your life to live. So it's very interesting. We want to work with the mind to deprogram it and to connect with those realities as we use our imagination. And that's why it's very important that they come up with these games like Yu-Gi-Oh! And they come up with the game Magic. When they came out with that game, they banned the game from people playing it because it started getting in touch with their creativity, opening up the codons, and activating a lot of these characters and a lot of these realities. And that's something that the Illuminati don't want people to do, is to connect with their higher selves, with these interact with these realities, and that's why they banned the game. They're not going to say that's why they banned it, but that's what's going on. So I just thought I'd share that with.
No, we thank you for sharing that with us. We're getting a lot of callers lined up, so why don't we go ahead and get started, Adrian?
Okay, let's go ahead and get started.
We're going to go ahead with the first caller from the 011. Those are the first three numbers.
Oh,
011, are
yes.
You there?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, and what's your Hi. Name and where are you from?
Hi, Kelly from Louisiana.
And we welcome you to our show, Kelly, and how can we help you tonight?
Well, you're saying about clearing emotion. That's the theme of the evening, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So how do I go about this? What is it that you need
to? What have you been experiencing? I mean, we need to find out and identify, the emotion that you've been experiencing. Whether it be in a relationship or anything, you just tell us what you've been experiencing.
Well, this is new to me, but a concern, which is almost turning into fear right now. But before that, just been frustration with nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
And so the frustration is just overwhelming, the frustration with things going on. And but now I can feel that it is definitely my future. I've got a huge concern about my future, which normally I know that things work out. But now I'm concerned about things, very, very concerned.
Oh, okay. And why don't we go ahead and get started? I'm going to have Adrian, he's going to ask you some questions, and then we'll start doing the clearings on that.
Okie doke.
Okay.
Go ahead and use that.
So mainly what I want to ask is what is working for you in terms of what you're doing, and then what's not working for you in the terms of what you could be doing or not doing.
I don't understand.
In other words, what has worked for you in the past?
What has worked for me in the I've just been fortunate in life, and no matter if my energies have been high or low, it just always seemed to work out, and it just seems to be more of a struggle than ever in my life, in every aspect for 3 straight years. It's insane. No matter how much light, how much study, how much positive affirmations and believing truly solely, and it's still the struggles have become too much to bear.
Right. Well, so what I'm picking up is it's not so much a subconscious thing, but it's more energetic. It's more... there's a lot of blocks in your...
There's a lot of what?
Not just a lot of energetic blocks from your energy. So it could be in your chakras. It could be in your etheric field. It could be karmic. It could be past lives. And these are more energetic things that are blocking you.
Okay. How do we determine what's what?
But the reason why I ask what has helped you in the past is because you want to take that moment that has helped you in the past and bring it into the present.
No, I have all the elements that I normally have that have helped me with my success. So
right.
I don't have that answer for you.
Okay. Well, the reason why I ask is what has, what are some of the things you can remember that has helped you in the past? Like motivation, you know, like things that have motivated you.
When I'm not motivated, it just finally clicks. I can't tell you what that was. It's just, I don't have that answer. I'm sorry.
Okay. What you say was your fortune, or what you say was by good luck? Like, what do you resonate with that could actually help you in the present time?
What would I resonate with that would help me in the future, you're saying?
Yeah, in the present time, yeah.
Okay. There's an echo. That's why I have to repeat, because I can't quite hear you. What do I resonate with? Nature.
Okay.
That's a biggie. I had a lot of I had more of a wealth of level-headed individuals in my life. I can say that. It just seems like everybody's kind of on their own. I don't know. It just a lot of nonsense going on. So I have more nonsense now. So in the past, I didn't have as much nonsense. People seem to make a little bit more sense. But nature, I resonate with. I don't know. I just don't have it to give to you right now, the answer. I don't know.
Okay. Well, the reason why I ask these questions is because in a lot of ways you have to know, because the universe has to know where your intent is and where you want to place that intent, and how things have helped you in the past is what's going to affect you in your future. So anything that comes from the past that you've accomplished, you're going to present that moment into the future so that it activates. And as it activates, I'm going to deprogram your energy to activate with what has worked for you in your past. Does that make sense? That way time can kind of speed up for you. And I was telling my dad the reason why a lot of things manifest a lot quicker is because we're in that moment, that very moment where things have worked for us in the past, and we're bringing that into the present time and state. So that's why time starts speeding up. And as it starts speeding up, then we have to be very mindful of our thoughts, because our thoughts could be more negative than they can be positive, so we bring upon more of the negative than the positive.
Right. I'm very mindful of my thoughts. I mean, when I feel it coming in, I certainly take it and I place it into my heart, you know, because it's nothing breaks your heart more than your mind and those tapes that we tend to replay. So I take them out, place them in that heart, and let it deal with it. So that certainly works.
So you work more with the heart chakra?
I do. And talking to people's higher selves has seemed to be really successful for me as well. Sometimes it's hard to do that recently, but that helps, talking to other people's, not to them, but their higher selves. That's been a success.
Well, that's a positive attitude. And I, you know, and I think that you should bring that into the present with what resonates with you. You know, you might want to work with the heart chakra. Some people might want to work with the crown chakra and connect with their higher selves in that connection. Or they might mm-hmm. want to work with more of the unconditional love and compassion or chakra. It just depends on what where people feel comfortable in that time and place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I connect with people, higher selves, I work with the crown and the third eye, yeah.
Okay. So you want to work with those chakras?
Yeah, the heart, well, the heart, definitely. And, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we'll work with those chakras with sacred geometry. And I'm going to program your chakras with the intent of what you want to create
mm-hmm.
in a more positive way, you know, and help things to kind of speed up a little bit, kind of give it a boost, you know.
Yeah.
So let me look into the charts here. And that's why I'm asking these questions, because I just want to feel where, you know, where do you resonate on a deeper level, you know, with these chakras, you know.
Right, and I'm probably not helping very well, but I'm being honest. When I don't have an answer, I wasn't sure where to go, but those are the two things I could tell you. That's it.
Okay. Let me just see where your heart chakra level is. What degree? I'm using a pendulum with my charts. So your level is very, very high. It's about 80% in your heart chakra. So that means that's the root of your manifestations, because you work more with the heart, because that's why you mentioned the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just check the crown here. And the crown's very low. It's about 40%, 30-40%. That could be out of balance.
Wow.
So I'm going to make sure. What's the chakra code for? What's the code for the chakra? Was it 6-5?
6-2.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and bring those back into balance for the chakras, and that's 6-2, 6-2, 6-2, 6-2, 6-2, 6-2, and 6-2. Multiplying for all in places now, past, present, future, for all generations and all levels and all times and all realities and all past lives and all karmic debts and all dharma. And we'll program that in your heart chakra and your crown chakra, and align those chakras together and bring in what she desires, bring in all the positive things and everything of her thoughts and her manifestations, all her positive thoughts and manifestations into those chakras, and manifest these things for these things for her to work and balance them out and balance her life out. Balance the solar plex out and the spleen. Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and I'm bringing those back into balance for you. Okay. Do the clearings. 4-2, 2-2, 4-4, 6-2, 9-6. Multiplying for all times and places now. Past, present, future, for all generations and all levels and all realities. All past lives. Karmic debts, dharma, positive points, and program, go ahead and program those in, 2-3-5-3-6-5-9-2, and locking into place, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9, locking it in. Are we cleared? saying yes?
I'm still here. Uh-huh.
Okay. I cleared those for you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
They're clear.
I appreciate it. What are the numbers? I mean, when you're giving this code, because I'm interested in numerology and like to play with numbers and been having serious push to study of numbers this last couple of years, especially with the golden mean and all the, of course, sacred geometry. What are those numbers representing?
Well, the positive points represent love, forgiveness, and choice. And that's your positive points. That deprograms the mind and erases anything negative that you're projecting from your mind. And then with the clearings, those are the seven major chakras, which I cleared any blockages or energies that may be stationary or stuck that are not flowing correctly in your chest chakra and on the, all the way down past your belly button. And then your crown, that's 9-6. And that 9-6 is your divine connection with your higher self. That's what connect all to the higher self. So that's 9-6 is the self ring. That's what we call the self ring. So you can use 9-6 anytime, you know, when you feel like there's a block, like you want to pray, you want to meditate, and you feel like there's a block, and you feel like, huh, why isn't my prayers being answered? Why ain't things moving on? You go to your crown chakra and you just say 9-6 in a counterclockwise position.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, the 6-2, was it 6-2 for the chakra? Realigns. That's for the chakras, yes. That'll realign your chakras.
Oh, okay.
The seven
six
major
two.
Chakras. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, very interesting. I thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's all geotrans.
And that's geotrans. Geometric transformation, yes. That's the circles of life.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Circles
of
Life Corporation.
That.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Have a good evening.
You're very welcome. You too.
Let's
go to the next caller from the 630 area.
Hello?
630, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, and what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Allie, and I'm calling from Illinois.
And how can we help you today?
Well, I'm very interested in this because I've been studying numerology for about 3 years now, both like Pythagorean and Chaldean. And growing up, I had OCD, and it was always to do with numbers. So I was wondering if that had any correlation with this kind of study.
The OCD?
Yeah, like with numbers. Like I stay away from certain numbers. I feel like when I do things a certain number of times, it like clears things out, things like that.
That has to do with your emotions.
Okay.
And that has to do with anxiety. So there's certain numbers or certain codes that give your energy a lot of anxiety, and you're downloading a lot of information in your energy, which is causing you to have anxiety because you're so sensitive and you're so intuitive that you're picking up on those frequencies. And so whatever those frequencies mean is what's creating new anxiety, and it's creating emotional anxiety or whatever that's, making you feel that way.
Okay. And can these codes help with like removing blocks regarding relationships?
Yes, it can. Yes, it can.
Okay.
And it goes a lot deeper than that, but yes, it can. Relationship is about clearing blocks. It's about clearing cycles. And
okay.
The reason why we keep going through bad relationships, you know, I knew this girl back in 2009. I think it was 2008, 2009. Her name was Sarah Horton, and she lived in she lived in Billings, and we were really good friends. And she was going through a lot of relationship problems, and I was going through a lot of them. And we used to work it out together. And then I came across Geotrans, and then I started doing more research into the emotional code. And a friend told me one day, you know what, Adrian, you're going to find out the answer while you keep going through bad relationships. You're going to find out what these cycles are and how to break them. So as I started doing more research, I found out how to break those blocks.
Okay.
And how to break those blocks is, it's not just all about doing things right, but it's all about our programming. It's all about releasing the blocks with sacred geometry and the
mm-hmm.
things that have happened to us in our past lives that is affecting
okay.
our present life.
Okay.
And see, we live more in the past than we do in the present. And so if that's the case, then we need to be more in the present and be more grounded in the present, so that we can clear these blocks, you know. But we could do it with codes too. You know, we can
okay.
do it with clearing out the emotional baggage that we are carrying, that we think we have to carry. So
okay.
I think that's what's going on, you know. So we want to go into your emotional body, which we call the emotional body.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to find out what these blocks are. And I'm going to pick out four different types of blocks.
Okay.
And we're going to clear those for you and just see how that works for you.
Okay.
And we'll use the clearing codes, which is the 42224462, and then 96 is the crown chakra. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and the negative emotion that is being experienced is, and I'm just going to let my pendulum swing. Wherever it swings, that's where it goes, and then that's the block. So let's see here. This is great charts. I like these charts because they go very deep into the emotion.
Okay.
Like with my friend, a psychic picked up that he had a lot of anger issues, and I picked up that he had a lot of hatred. See, that's related
okay.
to anger, no hatred, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and see where it goes with you. See, it's saying unresolved past issues. So that has to do with past lives. That's what's going on with you.
Okay.
A lot of guilt and shame. That usually has a lot to do with your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you do something wrong, your mother or father grounds you, or they slap your hand and say, hey, you know, you can't do that, you know. That's guilt
mm-hmm.
and shame. You feel guilty. Your religion does that to you. Confusion and desperation. So you're confused.
Okay.
You don't know where it's coming from. So you feel a little desperate.
Okay.
And there are oils. There is emotional oils for, like, confusion and desperation, you know. See, and this is where all the negativities come from. So now it's going to negativity, see. So
mm-hmm.
we want to clear those blocks. So let's go ahead and clear those. Just stay on the phone with me when the air goes out, and just everybody would like done, you know, just stay on the air. So, or just stay on the phone. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and clear those. Okay, 42224462 96, multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, for all generations and all levels and all dimensions and all realities. Go ahead and clear that from her chakras. Clear out all the blocked emotions. And when it stops spinning, I guess that's when it's done. Oh, it's slowing down now. Go into the center. There you go. And lock that in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Go ahead and program the positive points, which is 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2. Multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, for all generations and all levels and all times and all realities. And go ahead and clear that. There you go. And lock that in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Is that cleared? Is that emotional block cleared? See, now that's more cleared now. Now it's going up to 100% positive vibration. So I just lifted your vibration up to 100%. So now that's cleared, you're going to broadcast more positive energy, and people will pick up on that energy.
Okay.
And so
these emotions and things that I, you know, have, is this why I keep attracting commitment phobes? And then, you know, as soon as I leave and I am done and I have no emotions left for these people, they come clawing back into my life, and they want the relationship, and they want everything that I wanted, and I just want nothing to do with it by that point.
Well, that's what they do to me too. Yeah, their life will go down, and then they'll come crying to you to lift them up, because your energy, your vibration's already up. So why wouldn't they? You know, they'd come to you, and they would, you know, feed off your energy, you know, like a vampire.
Right.
And so they don't know how to get out of their trap. They don't know how to get out of their reality, you know. And so if they can find any weakness on you, they will use the dark side will use it against you. You know, it'll if you're at the positive vibration, oh, yeah, they'll use whatever they can. They'll use family. They'll use people who are closer to you. And then they'll make you feel weak, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
And so that's what they've done to me too, because we're so, not that we're vulnerable, it's just that we're, you know, we're compassionate, we're loving, we're understanding, we listen to people, and we do that as light workers, and you're a light worker, I could tell by your voice. And you know, you listen to people, you care about people.
I keep getting that message. I have these, like, angel cards that I do just, you know, recreationally, I guess, just studying them and things. And I keep getting that every time I pull out this deck. That card always comes out. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
What's it called?
Lightworker.
The light?
Lightworker. Like, oh, the deck, it's by Doreen Virtue. It's, like, messages from your angels or something like that.
Yeah, I'm getting, that you are that it's saying that you're a light worker, you know, that you're a healer, and that you spread the light. If you're a light worker, you spread the light. If you're a healer, you spread healing. If you're a contract holder, you hold everyone else's contracts and you, their life contracts, and you set them on the right path. You give them a direction. You hold their hand. You lead them in the direction where they need to go. And people look up to you for that. You know, that's why people are in different kinds of positions, because they're a contract holder, so people look up to them. They want to be led. They want to be, you know, they need a direction. They're lost, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So as a psychic, you're a contract holder. So because you're giving them guidance, you're giving them direction, you're helping them, you're counseling them, you know. And then other people will try to make you feel lesser than what you are just because you can't win the lottery or something, you know what I mean? Because they think that's what it's all about, but that's only part of the picture. I mean, you can manifest wealth,
but
that's
not the whole. I am a very good manifester, like super good. it's kind of creepy.
Yeah, and everybody's mission's different, you know. They might think, you know, just because you're psychic, you can win the lottery. Well, it's not always, you know, maybe that's not your mission. Maybe your mission is to spread the light. Maybe your mission is to be a contract holder. Maybe your mission is to make music for healing. Like I had a friend, he used to play the piano, and he would do the piano. I'd say, well, how come I couldn't play the piano? You know, I'm a tarot reader, and I help people, but I would like to play the piano. And I just could not resonate with the piano. And then I started doing some research, and it said he was a healer having to do with music and playing the piano, see?
Right.
And so that's why it resonates with him. And he don't have to go and work for a job, or he could turn that hobby into a living, you know, writing music. And that's what he did. He started writing music, you know, and healing people. And so he mm-hmm. comes up with this music where you play this vibration, and what it does is it realigns all your chakras. You step into that vibration, and you're so balanced that you don't ever feel off balance. You know, you always feel like you're in harmony mm-hmm. with the universe, you know. And okay. so he came out with that CD, and I was like, wow, that's amazing. So it's things like that. You know, the universe will provide with what you're doing as long as you have a good intent, you know.
Right.
Your intent's good.
Right.
And so, yeah, your programming would be like, you know, sadness and grief, I'm not good enough, I feel guilt and shame. So then that's what you broadcast, and that's what you draw into your life. And
okay.
people don't understand, you know, why they get in those cycles. But I broke those cycles for you. And that's why in Geotrans there's certain codes that look like a clock. And then
mm-hmm.
when you do the clock, you know, you start spinning your finger counterclockwise with the chakras, and you're programming that number, those codes, into the chakras to delete all the cycles that you went through. Maybe it was 5,600 million cycles or 52 million. And people
right.
are like, wow, is that many cycles? You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's because we do go through those many cycles. It is true. We do get into that rut where we are vulnerable, and we get into those cycles. Like my friend said,
yeah.
how are you going to break the cycles? Well, that's how you do it. You got to break the cycles through your chakras.
Right. Makes sense. Makes complete sense.
And,
I'm definitely a believer in numbers. I think that there is something very significant about them.
Yeah, like it says here in the emotional body, it says, to what degree is this from the past, 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 past? Now, we're going back down to your heart walls. See, we need to clear your heart walls. We didn't clear that yet. So what the heart walls is it's from your mother's and father's side. So let's see
okay.
if you have any heart walls. Are you a very emotional person? Like, are you very emotionally available?
Yes, extremely.
Okay, so it just says you've been hurt. Your heart chakra, you know, you've been hurt in relationships, and you're emotional, and you're sensitive, and you became vulnerable. So now you have created heart walls. And so the heart walls go from your mother's and father's side. Is
okay.
this true? Is this on her mother's and father's side? And it's saying yes. Okay, is this 12 generations? Does it stop at 12? Yes. Okay. So it's back 12 generations, usually is. Is
okay.
it from her past from her mother's side? Yes. What about the father's? No on the father. Okay, so it's more of your mother. So that's where all the energy is coming from. It's coming from your mother's side. So let's go
okay.
ahead and clear that out. All right, so we're going to use sacred geometry in the clearings, and that's 4222 four four 6296. 100, multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, for all generations and all levels and all times and all realities and all past lives and all karmic debts and dharma. So let's go ahead and clear all that out. See, it gets messy in the closet, you know, and that's why we want to clear up all the mess, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to make your house look pretty, so.
Well, that's good. I need it. I needed something. I don't know. I just am very sick of the cycles. The cycles are just, I'm done doing that whole, the whole commitment thing. I'm fed up with it.
You're ready to retire.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead.
I still want to help people. I just, not that way.
Multiplying for all time and place. That's just a metaphor, you know.
Right.
It's just like, you know, cleaning your house out, and then once we clean your house out, then you can make your house look pretty, you know.
Right.
That's what we're doing. And your body really is your temple, you know. Your body, it is a metaphor to use as your body as a temple, but in it, the truth about it is that your body really isn't a temple because your body can never be perfect, you know. It's
right.
Just a shell, like I was telling my dad, you know. That's the truth about it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think religion's kind of gone over their head a little bit on that, you know.
For sure.
They say treat your body like a temple. Well, how can you treat your body like a temple? It's always, your body's either getting scarred or it's getting cut or somebody's going to put a tattoo on you, or you want to, or you desire something. So, why not have fun with your body too? You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, don't
abuse
like
it.
Some with some people, you know, go sleep around and stuff like that. But what I mean is, honor your body and own your body, but don't look at your body as a temple because your body can never be perfect. You know
right.
what I mean? Not
mm-hmm.
like your soul. Your soul can be perfect in every way, but your body is not, you know. That's the way I look at it, you know. Because the truth about it is that's our real body is our spirit. It's not our flesh, you know.
Right. So,
but the body does speak. It does tell us things. It does tell us when we're sick. It does tell us when we're dizzy. It does tell us when we're sleepy. It does tell us when we need love and compassion. And it does speak to us. You know, like if you use hypnosis, you can actually talk to your hands. You can actually talk to your legs. You can talk to your eyes. You can talk to your ears. You know, there's different parts of the body that you can talk to directly, you know.
Yeah.
And it will speak to you. So.
Very interesting. So if I wanted to, like, contact you and learn more about this, do you have, like, a website or something?
You know, you can send me an email at pathfinder255@gmail.com. And then me and you can schedule a time.
I'm sorry, what is
it? Pathfinder. Pathfinder 255.
Oh, Pathfinder.
At gmail.com.
Okay.
And
cool.
If you would
all
like
right,
to go further down, if you'd like to go further down the rabbit hole, I'd like to take you down there with me because it's a lot of fun down here, you know. Because there's a lot more I can use on you than just this. We can go very, very far into.
Okay.
Other things that I specialize in. So, and it's more programming, you know, it's, it gets,